Today, the Trump administration has ordered Russia to close its consulate in San Francisco and to do so by this Saturday. Russia also has to scale back its diplomatic presence in Washington, D.C. and New York. KTVU's Jana Katsuyama is in our newsroom tonight to explain what's behind this and what it means for Northern California's Russian community. Jana?
Frank, this is just the latest in a series of retaliatory actions between the U.S. and Russia. Just weeks ago, Russia kicked out some American diplomats in retaliation for U.S. sanctions over Russia's election interference. Still, many people were shocked by this closure. The San Francisco consulate is one of the oldest in the U.S., and it prompted a rush to get in the doors before they shut for good Saturday. Above the Russian consulate in San Francisco, the red, white, and blue of the Russian flag was still flying. Along Green Street, people waited at the gate outside the building in Pacific Heights after hearing news about the United States ordering Russia to close the consulate by Saturday.
It was a huge shock.
This woman from Pleasant Hill was among many who rushed over to try and complete paperwork before the deadline.
I had to drive up today to get my passport.
Olga Tarlikova from Emeryville says she has friends planning to fly up Friday after hearing about the closure.
They are coming from South California tomorrow.
Given that a lot of embassies, U.S. embassies in Russia were closed, it was expected.
The State Department says it was in retaliation for Russia's decision to limit U.S. diplomats in Russia.
Our goal is really to find a way to get to better relations between our two countries.
The Russians expelled over 700 U.S. diplomats a few weeks ago in retaliation for the sanctions imposed by Congress. We really haven't seen this kind of thing with Russia since the Cold War.
Stephen Zunes, a politics professor at the University of San Francisco, says the consulate closure is also closing a chapter of San Francisco's history.
The Russian consulate has been here in the city since 1852. It is the longest running consulate in the entire United States. It goes back to the time of the Czars.
San Francisco is home to thousands of Russians and Russian Americans with churches, businesses, and strong roots and history in the city. For many, the consulate closure represents more than a loss of convenient travel documents and support for cultural programs. It is also a sign of the times.